your Bibles this morning and turn to the book of Ezekiel. It seems like that the messages that I have been preaching recently have all been driven by my devotional reading. I've been reading through the minor prophets and the major prophets. I'm reading through both of those at the same time in my daily devotional reading. And last week I preached from the book of Amos. Now this week I'm preaching concerning the watchman on the wall, and I know that is something that maybe you've heard about before. But as I was reading through this passage of Scripture, there were some, this is a very convicting thing for me. A very convicting thought. And for every child of God and for every believer, it should be a convicting thought about you as you think about you being a watchman on the wall. Now, we'll get into the particulars of what it meant to be a watchman or a few of those in just a moment. But before, the bulk of our message is going to be found in Ezekiel 33. But I want to go all the way back to Ezekiel chapter number 3 for just a moment and read a passage to you, because this is the place where God calls Ezekiel and gives him the message. Ezekiel 3:17, God's informing him of the work that he is to do as the prophet of God. And he says, "Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the word of my mouth and give them warning from me." And so we understand that Ezekiel was made a watchman for the house of Israel. And his duty was, he was supposed to hear the word of God, and he was to deliver the word of God, and the message that he was going to deliver was going to be a message of warning. The nation of Israel had fallen into sin. The nation of Israel had fallen into idolatry, and they had turned their heart away from God. And so God is warning them about the impending judgment because of the decision that they had made. And so God called Ezekiel to go and give a warning to the nation of Israel. So let's go over now into Ezekiel 33. I just wanted to read that verse to you to let you know that the prophecy of Ezekiel and what he's doing, there's God's ordaining of that message. You know, we always like to think of the message and the words of God as being positive and uplifting and edifying. And those are great messages to get to deliver. But when you think about the prophets of God in the Old Testament, in very rarely was the message that they had to deliver a positive message. As a matter of fact, most of the time the message that they were delivering was the message of doom, the message of captivity, the message of warning because of what they had allowed to come in their lives. And so that was a very difficult message to deliver. And I will say this as a man of God, that you wish that you could always deliver that positive, uplifting, feel-good message. But that's not always the message that God gives you to deliver. God sometimes gives you the message of warning to deliver unto the people. And those are not very pleasant to deliver, because you know the weight behind the words that you are sharing. But yet, sometimes you have to do that. So think about the life of Ezekiel and the message that he was delivering, and how you know that he did not look forward to delivering some of the words that he had to deliver. So here he's in Ezekiel 33. Ezekiel is speaking to the children of Israel. And let's just read down through about verse 9 to see the analogy that Ezekiel is making about the nation of Israel being a watchman on the wall. It says, "Again, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, speak to the children of thy people, and say unto them, When I bring the sword upon a land, if the people of the land take a man of their coast and set him for their watchman, If when he seeth the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet and warn the people, then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet and took not warning, his blood shall be upon him. But he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. But if the watchman see the sword come and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. So thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word at my mouth and warn them from me. When I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die. If thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. You begin to see the message and what it is and the fearfulness that it would build in the one that was to be the watchman. If you do not deliver the message, their blood will I require at your hand. Nevertheless, it says, if thou warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, if he do not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. So here is God is telling Elijah about him being the watchman and the warning that he is to make. Before we go into any farther, let's go to the Lord in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I just pray that you'll open our hearts today that we may receive your word. And dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the example that you have given us through Ezekiel. And we pray, God, that your Holy Spirit will speak to our hearts as we understand our place as watchmen today. So we just thank you, God, for your word, and we thank you for your Holy Spirit, and we pray that you will use the preaching of this word to the encouragement of your people, and Lord, if you see fit, to warn those to flee from the wrath to come, and there might be one that believes in your Son, Jesus Christ, today. Because we know that He is the only way to deliver, to be delivered from the upcoming impending doom that's coming upon this earth. So we thank you today for your truth. We pray your Son, Jesus Christ, will be exalted. And thereby you will be exalted. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Before we go any farther, we do want to talk about a watchman and how it was a key figure in the nation of Israel. There were different types of watchmen. There were watchmen for the rural farming areas, and there were watchmen for the cities that had walls. You can think at how important a watchman would be in the farming communities, and a family who maybe all of their livelihood came from them working in the fields, and so they had they would build a tower in the midst of their fields. And during the time of harvest, it was the watchman's duty to climb into the tower and to watch out for wild animals who might come and destroy the crop, or to watch for enemies that might come and to destroy the crops and their lands, to steal their crop and their lands. As a matter of fact, you read through the scriptures and you see that is often what enemies did. They would come upon nations during the time of harvest, and they would destroy their harvest, or they would take their harvest. And so it was a watchman's job to stand guard over the crops that were in the field. Think how important it would be to be that watchman, because all of your family's livelihood and all of their food depended upon your ability to stand watch. As a matter of fact, doing a little bit of study, we found out that I found out that sometimes even the whole family went into this tower to be protected and to watch out because of the need to protect their livelihood. And so the watchman would stand day and night watching for approaching enemies or wild animals, anything that might destroy the crop. And so the watchman was a very important duty, even during in the rural areas, in the agricultural areas. In the farming lands, the watchman was very important. The watchman on the city walls, this was a very important job also. And their job, the position that they had is they, they stood in a place that they could see all of the roads that led into the city. And so they were to look out upon the roads and the highways and to watch for an enemy that might be approaching. And when they would see an enemy approaching, it was their job to blow the trumpet to alert the city of an oncoming enemy. And they were to protect themselves, and they were to put up the gates of the city and all those things that it might be necessary in order for a city to protect themselves from an oncoming enemy. And if the watchman warned them and they didn't heed his warning, he was not responsible for the response of the people. If he gave the warning and the people didn't heed the warning, their blood was upon their own heads. But now if he didn't give the warning and the enemy came, he would be responsible for their blood. So it was a very important place in Israel. It was a very important job for the watchman to do. He was to sound the warning as the enemy approached. Another important duty of his job was to watch the daily life. In times of peace, he was to watch the daily life. He was to observe the people. He would know the people, and he would know their work, and he would know their habits. He would know their lifestyles, and he could watch out for them to protect them from danger. Also, he was able to be placed near the city gate where he could watch all the transactions of business by the city's officials. He had a very important place, not only to protect them from oncoming enemies, but he watched over their daily lives also. And so a watchman was a very important duty in the land of Israel. Now, we read here that God told Ezekiel that I have set thee as a watchman over the house of Israel. And so the prophets of God were watchmen over the house of Israel. They were to speak God's message. They were to warn of God's judgment. They were also to watch the everyday life of the citizens of the city and of the country. And they were to comment on society's behavior. They were to give instruction as they saw it. They were to call out sin if they saw sin. They were to warn the nation of sin that they were allowing to come into their midst. And they were to alert them to the fact. And we also understand that the message of the prophet was designed in such a way that the people would repent of the sin that they were allowing to creep into their lives. So they warned them about the judgment of God, but also they would look at the sin that was in the people's lives, and they would comment on that and try to encourage the people to repentance. In Ezekiel's prophecy here in these verses, there are some things that we understand. And the first thing that we understand is that a watchman was set in place. In this case, in Ezekiel 33, God tells Ezekiel, you are the watchman. You are to deliver the message, Ezekiel. And if you deliver the message and the people don't listen to the message, they're going to die in their sins, but their blood will be required at their hands. But Ezekiel, if you do not deliver the message, and therefore the people do not repent, they're going to die in their sins, but I'm going to hold you responsible, Ezekiel, because you didn't deliver the message that I told you to deliver. Now, I want you to think about that. And sometimes when a pastor delivers a difficult message, understand he understands the call of God for him to make those statements. He understands that God says, you must speak these words. And your blood is upon his hands. Understand those things. Sometimes you think, well, the pastor must really enjoy delivering those messages that are outlining sin and calling out sin and all of that. No, he doesn't enjoy those things, but he's called of God. He's got the calling of God to do that. And if he doesn't do it, your blood's going to be upon his hand. That's what we find out about the watchman being set in place in the nation of Israel. We also notice here that in verse number 2, it says that God says, when I bring the sword upon the land. The next thing that we understand is when the judgment that would come upon the nation of Israel, it was coming from the hand of God. God is the one that would bring the enemies down against the nation of Israel and to take them into captivity. It was of the hand of the Lord that this judgment was coming upon them. Understand that. Sometimes trials, tribulations, and heartaches are delivered by the Lord to bring us to repentance, to cause us to turn back to Him, to turn away from our sins, to turn away from the things that we're allowing in our lives, to turn back wholeheartedly unto the Lord. We need to understand that. We also understand that it is the watchman's job to blow the trumpet. If the people do not heed the warning, then their blood is upon their own hands. If the people heed the warning, they shall deliver their soul, it says. So he was called upon to blow the trumpet. But if the watchman does not blow the trumpet, when the people fall, their blood will be upon the watchman's head. God will require their blood. Now, think how sobering of a thought that this is. Look at verse number 6 again. But if the watchman see the sword come, and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. Think how sobering of thought that is for the watchman. If the sword of the Lord comes and the watchman does not warn, the people will die in their iniquity, but their blood will I require at your hand. That is a very sobering thought for a watchman. You would think that it would cause a watchman to be on duty, wouldn't you? You would think that it would cause a watchman to pay attention to what's going on in the world to make sure that they deliver the proper message, because they don't want the blood of another to be upon their hands. And so it's a very sobering message that God is delivering to the watchman. Again, as we've already read in verse number 7, God tells Ezekiel, Ezekiel, you are the watchman. So thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word at my mouth and warn them from me. We also understand this, that the reason that it comes, he is to warn the wicked of their wickedness. Verse number 8. When I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die. If thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. It is the responsibility of the watchman to warn the wicked of their wickedness. And it's the same responsibility that the watchman on the wall have. If you warn them and they heed and they turn, then all is well. If you warn them and they do not heed, their blood will be required at their hands. But if you do not warn them, their blood will I require at your hands. A very sobering thought. So now that God has delivered this message to Ezekiel of the work that he is to do and that he is to be a watchman over Israel, there is a phrase that he uses, now therefore, thou son of man, say unto the children of my people. So he says that a few times. First of all, let's look at verse number 10. So basically he says this, Ezekiel, because I have made you a watchman over Israel, here's the message that I want you to deliver. Verse number 10, he says this, therefore thou, O son of man, speak unto the house of Israel. Thus you speak, saying, if our transgressions and our sins be upon us, and we pine away in them, how should we then live? So there's a message that he has to deliver, alerting them to their sins. First off, in verse number 10. Verse number 12, he says, therefore thou, son of man, say unto the children of thy people, the righteousness of the righteous shall not deliver him in the day of his transgression. As for the wickedness of the wicked, he shall not fall thereby in the day that he turneth from his wickedness. Neither shall the righteous be able to live for his righteousness in the day that he sinneth. I don't have time to comment on all of that. Just be thankful that your righteousness is in Christ. that your iniquities have been washed away by the blood of the Lamb of Jesus Christ, and the righteousness that you have is the imputed righteousness of Christ. You're not standing in your own righteousness. You're standing in the righteousness of Christ. Some of you today are attempting to stand in your own righteousness, and the place that that's going to get you, if you're attempting to stand in your own righteousness, is destruction. The only way to stand is in Christ and Christ alone. If you do not have Christ today, you have nothing at all, and you are going to die in your sins. If you have never repented of your sins and put your faith and trust in the blood of Jesus Christ, you are going to die in your sin. Understand that. But I don't have time to comment on that a lot, but there you go. Now let's turn to verse 25. Again, looking at the message that God told Ezekiel, because you are the watchman on the wall, this is the message that I want you to deliver. Wherefore say unto them, thus saith the Lord, you eat with the blood and lift up your eyes toward your idols and shed blood, and shall you possess the land? In other words, look at the sin that you've got in your life and the things that you're allowing. Can I allow you to possess the land when you have this sin in your life? That's the message that he's delivering. Verse 27. You shall stand upon your sword. You work abomination and you defile everyone his neighbor's wife. And shall you possess the land? That's 26. 27. Say thou thus unto them, thus saith the Lord God, as I live, surely they that are in the waste shall fall by the sword, and him that is in the open field will I give to the beast to be devoured, and they that be in the forts and in the caves shall die of the pestilence. For I will lay the land most desolate, and the pomp of her strength shall cease, and the mountains of Israel shall be desolate, that none shall pass through. Do you think that was a pleasant message for Ezekiel to deliver? I don't think it was. You know, for Ezekiel to stand and tell them, you're all going to die because of your sin. That was not a very pleasant message for Ezekiel to have to deliver. But he was called upon of God to do it. And as the watchman, he had to do that. He had to deliver the message. No matter how difficult it might be, and no matter how unpleasant it might be to the hearers, Ezekiel was called of God to warn the people. He was the watchman on the wall, and he needed to deliver the message. Now, what was the purpose of the prophecy? Verse 29. Then shall they know that I am the Lord. That was the reason. Every watchman delivers the message for one reason. He delivered the message so the people would know that he was the Lord. Okay? That's the purpose of the prophecy. Verse number 33, it says, and when this cometh to pass, lo, it will come, then shall they know that a prophet hath been among them. So there was twofold reason. The twofold reason was that they would know that he was, that God was the Lord, and also that they would know that Ezekiel was a prophet. So there you have the outline of Ezekiel's prophecy and him telling them about the watchman. Now the next question is, though, who are the watchmen today? The watchman is a very important position that God has established. Who are the watchmen today? Who is under this same requirement to be the watchman on the wall, to warn the people of the judgment of God, to warn people to turn from their sins, to tell people how to live in righteousness and how to follow God? Who are the watchmen today? Well, let's turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter number 13. The book of Hebrews in chapter number 13, you'll notice the same word, watch. Hebrews 13:17 says, obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls as they that must give account. Now I know you may have heard that passage of Scripture many times, but who's that talking about? It's talking about pastors, isn't it? It's talking about leaders in the church. And notice that word watch. They are the watchmen of the day. And what is their responsibilities? Their responsibilities are the same as the watchman on the wall in the day of Ezekiel. They are to listen to God's word. They are to see if God is sending judgment or sending punishment, and they are to warn the people. They are to warn the people. They are to observe the life of the people, and they're to identify the sins and iniquities that the people may be allowing in their lives, and they are to warn them about the sin and iniquities that they might have, and then they're to tell them how to live righteously before God. They're to watch in all things. Why? Because they're going to give an account. What kind of account are they going to give? God's going to say this, you're the watchman. Did you deliver the message? Did you listen for my voice? And did you hear the words that I have given unto you? Did you look into my word that I have given unto you? And did you take from that word? And did you warn the people? If you didn't give the warning, then you're responsible. If they don't turn from their sin, if they don't turn from their iniquities, you're responsible. Their blood am I going to require at your hands. And you wonder sometimes why pastors, oh, pastor, you're preaching too hard. Nah. Your blood will be required at my hands if I do not give the warning. Now, if you give the warning and they do not heed it, their blood is going to be required at their own hands. So you understand, the pastors are the ones who watch for the souls. That word watch means to be sleepless. That word watch means to keep awake, because they have the responsibility as watchmen. And 2 Timothy 4:5 says that they are to watch in all things. Now, that's a different type of word, but it still means the same thing. So the first person that we want to identify as a responsible individual who is a watchman today is, of course, a pastor. But there's another institution that the Lord has designed to be a watchman. And I bet you all can figure out what it is, right? It's the Lord's church. He has established His church to be a watchman. His church is to listen to the Word of God. And His church is to sound the alarm. And His church is to warn and speak against iniquity. And the message that the church delivers is to be designed to bring about repentance, to teach others how to walk in righteousness, to reveal God alone is the Lord. Very important in our land today. You mention the word God. What do you mean by that? There's many people today that think there's no difference between God, the God of Islam, and the God of Buddhism, and the God of Hinduism, and all of those things. They think they're all the same. No, it's very important for us to identify. We're talking about the Lord God Jehovah. We're talking about the Creator God, the One who spoke all things into existence. It's very important for us to identify who God is and for us to stand that, listen, Allah is not God. There's only one God, and it's God, the Lord God of Israel, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God that is the Jesus Christ Father. That is who God is. Listen, if you don't believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, you can't be saved. If you don't believe in Jesus Christ as being the Son of God, and for those people out there, they're saying that Allah, that Jesus is not God's Son, that Jesus was just some prophet. Listen, that's all heresy. And those people cannot be saved if they're believing in that. And so it's our requirement to stand and say, Allah is not God. We're required to do that as the Lord's church, to stand up for that truth. And we're not going to exhaust all of the responsibilities that the church has. But in general, we understand that we are to warn the people of the iniquity, and we are to teach them how to walk in righteousness. These are the duties of the church. The church today is a watchman. Are you a member of a church, especially Emmanuel Missionary Baptist Church? Well, guess what? You're underneath the requirement as a watchman. You're under the requirement to warn this world. And if you do not warn the world as a member of one of the Lord's churches, their blood is going to be required at your hands. If you know the Word of God and you do not deliver that Word and they die in their iniquity, their blood is going to be required at your hands. But if you heed the message and you deliver the message and they do not heed the message, then their blood is not going to be required at your hand. But you have a responsibility as a child of God. You are a watchman. Remember, the scripture says you are ambassadors. You're a watchman. You're a child of God. You're born again. You're called upon to be a watchman for this world, to deliver the message of God, to tell them about hope that can be only found in Christ Jesus. It's your job, your responsibility. You are the watchman. In your family, you're the watchman. If you do not deliver the message to your family to turn from sin, their blood is going to be required at your hands. If you don't warn them about how to live righteously in your family, their blood is going to be required at your hands. Your social groups that you might be a part of, you are the watchman for that group. And if you do not deliver the message of wickedness and righteousness, their blood is going to be required at your hands. Now, you're not responsible for their response. You deliver the message and they don't heed the message. That's not your fault. That's not your problem. You can't help that. They're going to die in their sins and their blood is going to be required at your hands. But if you do not deliver the message, you see, I'm delivering you a message today for you to understand how serious it is that you be concerned about sharing the Word of God and the gospel of Jesus Christ and standing for holiness and righteousness and against sin. It's very important for us. I mean, it's important first and foremost because the only way someone is going to be rescued from their sin is through the gospel message. The only way our nation is going to change is when our nation repents and turns back to God. That's the only thing that's going to cause our nation to change. Reformation is not going to happen. Listen, when our current sitting president run for change, listen, change would be good, but the only change that matters is repentance towards God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing else is going to make a change in our society. But that type of change will make a change in our society. That's the type of change we need. But if we deliver the message and they do not change, their blood is going to be required at their own hands. Listen today, there are probably some sitting in this audience right now that's probably going to spend eternity in hell because they will not turn from their sins. Some of you are. I would guarantee you almost that some of you are going to spend eternity in hell because you reject the message of Jesus Christ. Guess what? Your blood's not going to be on my hands. I've told you the only way is to turn to Jesus Christ. And if you refuse and reject the message of Jesus Christ, your blood's going to be upon your own hands. So we have a great responsibility because we are the watchmen today. We are the watchmen. We have the Word of God. We have the words of life. We need to understand our responsibility and the weightiness of the matter. And Ezekiel was so driven that he was willing to share the message of God no matter what it was. No matter how it would be received, he still felt the need to share the message. And we need to feel that same weightiness upon our own spirits
that we are the watchmen of the wall. We are the watchmen of God. And we have a duty and we have a responsibility to deliver the message of God to a lost and dying world so that they might see the impending doom and they might turn from their wickedness and they might turn to the Lord. Their only hope. We have a responsibility to share with them life-giving words. Watchman on the wall. He carried a lot of weight with Ezekiel. He carries a lot of weight with me. And I pray that the Holy Spirit will lay upon your hearts the weightiness of the matter. You will begin to be a watchman for your home, upon your job, in your community, as a part of this church. Because the Lord's coming again, and it's going to be soon. And everyone that believes in the Lord Jesus Christ is going to be caught up together with Him in the clouds, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And those are the ones that are disciples of Jesus Christ. They're the followers of Jesus Christ. Those are the ones that have denied themselves and taken up their cross and followed Jesus. But those who are not disciples of Jesus, there are many who have made false professions of faith. They won't be taken up because they're not truly born again. Because someone who's born again is a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when that happens, there's going to be many that are taken up and there's going to be many that are left behind. But that day is coming soon. And it could be today. We need to warn those that are around us of the coming of the Lord and the need to follow Jesus Christ, because today could be the day the Lord comes again. Heavenly Father, I just pray that Your Holy Spirit will speak to hearts. And Lord, we pray that today might be the day that You might come to one and open up their hearts and quicken them and making them alive. We pray that You're saved by Your grace. Lord, there may be some here today that have just been going about and living their lives without any care or concern about what's going on around them. I pray, God, that You will place upon their hearts and open up their hearts that they might understand the weightiness of the work that we've been called to do. Lord, I don't know how You might be working today, but I pray that Your word will not return void and it will accomplish that which You've set it out to do. Just thank You for this opportunity we have to be in Your house and to learn from Your word. In the name of Your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.